All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and our next guest on the show today is Malalai Joya. She's a former parliamentarian in the National Assembly of Afghanistan from 2005 to 2007, peace activist and writer. Welcome back to the show, Malalai. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you. Thanks for the interview, and hello to all listeners.
Well, I'm very happy to have you here, and I guess everybody knows, really, that you've been traveling around the world making your case for the withdrawal of NATO from your country of Afghanistan, and I'd like to basically just turn over the platform to you and allow you to make that case.
Yes, because now my people, innocent people of our country, men and women, millions of Afghans, they, by presence of tens of thousands of troops, they suffer from injustice, insecurity, corruption, joblessness, poverty. And our people, they squashed between three powerful enemies from the sky, occupation forces are bombing and killing innocent civilians, most of them women and children, even bombing our wedding parties and use white phosphorus cluster bombs. In the ground, Taliban and fundamentalist warlords together continue to their crimes. When we are saying the troops should withdraw, then our people will fight two internal enemies, the warlords and Taliban. But it will be easier, especially that our people hate the Taliban and also the warlords. At least the backbone of these fundamentalist warlords and Taliban will break if U.S. and NATO governments, they stop arming these warlords and also Taliban. So, but in the meantime, when we want the withdrawal of the troops, we are asking for solidarity and support of peace-loving, justice-loving, anti-war movement, human rights organizations, intellectuals around the world, and U.S. and also other countries, that they should join their hands with my people, especially educationally, they should support our people, because education is a key toward emancipation. You know, democracy never comes by bombing our wedding parties, by massacres, by killing innocent civilians, use of white phosphorus cluster bomb. Women rights never come by power. And this is just occupation under the name of women rights, human rights, U.S. and NATO occupied my country. And now they invite these terrorists, Mullah Omar and Gulbuddin Hekmatyar, to join this mafia puppet corrupt regime. So situation will be more bloody, more disastrous, especially for the women. They say that if the troops leave Afghanistan, civil war will happen. But nobody is talking about today's civil war. Even these troops, they make fun with the dead bodies of the innocent civilians. Maybe you hear the story, the report of the Spiegel magazine, German magazine. And now they want to bring this few soldiers to the court, which is not enough. I believe, first of all, this Minister of the War, Robert Gates, and General David Petraeus should have brought to the court.
All right, so you're saying that the American support for the one side strengthens them, but then, of course, at the same time, strengthens the opposition against them. And all of these fighting factions are people that you don't want to have power.
Yeah, not me, our people, the background of the warlords, when you see in Human Rights Watch website, Amnesty International website, Raw Organization website, they are well-known killers. Their background is similar like Taliban. Their minds are carbon copies of each other, photocopy of each other. And they destroyed our national unity and the civil war in Afghanistan from 1992 to 1996 alone. In Kabul, killed more than 65,000 innocent people and looted our museum and many other crimes they committed seem like Taliban. But after the barbaric regime of Taliban, these warlords with bloody hands, with suit and tie, they come in power, imposed on my people. That's why situation of the woman day by day getting worse and worse. And also Afghanistan now center of the drug. And corruption is another main problem. $30 billion Karzai's regime received. But today our people do not have enough food to eat. More than 80% people, they are jobless and poverty. And many other problems, day by day, getting more. So that as long as the warlords and Taliban will be in power, there is no hope to come positive changes in the life of the men and women of my country. And they wasted their taxpayer money, and also the blood of their own soldiers, too. and these troops that who get killed in Afghanistan, they are not the family of these wrong politicians, warmongers. Condolence is not enough for these suffer American mom who lost their sons, their daughter. But they should change their sorrows to the strength and raise their voice against the wrong policy of their government. They, this time, U.S. government denied to give me visa. Because each time when I travel on behalf of my people, I came in the past in the U.S. and I travel around the world and some conferences I attend. I expose the wrong policies, the mask of these policies, wrong policies of these warmongers. And I inform great people of these countries about their taxpayer money, that billions of dollars goes into pocket of these warlords, drug lords, even indirectly to the Taliban. And also that I informed them about blind bombardment, that what they are doing in my country, these occupation forces. In my own province last year in Smara, 150 civilians has been killed, most of them women and children, even used white phosphorus. Recently in Kunar province, 65 innocent civilians has been killed, again most of them women and children. 9 children in another village of the same province in Kunar has been killed. And when you see that there are rape cases, domestic violences, acid attacks, burning the girls' schools, domestic violences, and poison the girls' schools, and many other violences increasing rapidly. Few schools they build in hospital just to justify their occupation. And when there is official report that the civilian death toll 24% increase when Barack Obama came in power in Afghanistan. I mean the civilian death toll increased in Afghanistan. And since Obama came in power, unfortunately, his first news for my people was more conflict, more war. And maybe Obama have brought changes for American people, but for my people, he just proved himself as a second and even dangerous push. Because he invited the terrorist Mullah Omar and Gulbuddin Hekmatyar to join this mafia puppet corrupt regime. He is expanding war not only in Afghanistan and Iraq, in Yemen, in Pakistan. Drone attack took the life of too many people, and now they start this brutal war under the umbrella of the UN in Libya as well. I hope justice-loving great people of the U.S. should raise their voice against the wrong policy of their government. I would like to thank all great American people, peace-loving people who put pressure on their government. I want to thank them all on behalf of my people that finally, after 1 week, they gave me visa to bring the message of those voiceless, suffer poor people of my country. I want to tell them democracy never comes by war, by occupation. We need their helping hand.
All right, Malalai. Well, I wish we had more time to discuss this. I know that you have to go. I know that you're on a speaking tour around the country. Can you just tell us really quick the name of the website or where people can find out where they can see you speak? I know you're in Southern California right now. And then, if possible, I also wanted to ask you if you read antiwar.com.
Yeah, you can see the website of Afghan Women Mission, and also you can see my website at www.malalaijoya.com, MALALAIJOYA.com. So if you attend in the conferences, all these great listeners, democratic-minded people of the U.S., as every audience I go, strong solidarity on behalf of my people I receive. I see the huge difference between these peace-loving, justice-loving people of this country and their warmongers. And thanks a lot once again for all their solidarity and support. It means that you are giving helping hand to pro-democracy and anti-fundamentalist movement of our country.
All right, everybody, that's Malalai Joya. She's giving a get-out-of-my-country speech in a town near you soon. Thanks very
Thank
much.
You.
I appreciate your time on the show today.
Thank you. Thanks for the interview. Have a nice day.